We have one life to live. Why not live it and join the peace that God gives, the peace that passeth understanding? We have one life to live. Why not live in the promised land that God wants us to dwell? Why live on the wrong side of Jordan when you can cross the Jordan and be in the promised land? Enjoy the blessings of a faithful God. The blessings that come when we seek to place our faith, our trust, and obedience in this faithful, fruitful God. And third, our faith in the faithful God puts a song in our hearts, praise to our God. We have peace, we have promised land living, and we have the Psalms. We sing the Psalms. We sing songs of praise. And the book of Psalms sings with glad thanksgiving. It tells us in song of the faithfulness of God. Amen? Psalm 40, verse 10 states, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. The psalmist here, David, was not a silent Christian. He praised the Lord. And what did he praise the Lord for? God's faithfulness, God's salvation. And why did he do so? Well, look at the first three verses of this psalm. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Why did he do that? Because he is what? He's faithful. He brought me up out also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall what? Trust in the Lord. Do we not today celebrate in Christian song who God is, the attributes of God? Of course, one of my favorites, and we'll probably sing it at the end, but is, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. That's faithfulness. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. There's that song. Strength for today and bright what? Hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new what? Mercies I see. All that I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Who else said that God's faithfulness is great? Jeremiah, thy mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. But there's another song of God's faithfulness that certainly is meaningful to my heart. But before we look at its words, let me tell you the story behind this song. I'm sure some of you are familiar with Jim and Carolyn Cimbala. How many of you know who they are? They went through a wretching season of grief when their daughter turned her back on them and ran away. For months, they heard nothing from her, and every attempt to find her and communicate was rebuffed. Now, you can imagine the fear and the anxiety and despair that filled the Zimbala's heart. Through their tears and with shattered hearts, they worried. They wondered, they prayed, seemingly to no avail. Well, where do you go when life hurts that much? Jim and Carol fled to Jesus. to his arms, and they counted on his faithfulness. They knew that when all of earth has forsaken them, that God is faithful still. And since he is faithful, he cannot be unfaithful to himself, his love, his mercy, his justice, his grace. They are all guaranteed. He cannot deny himself. And more wonderful yet, he cannot be unfaithful to his children. His grace in time of need never fails. His promises are secure, and his wise plans are unfailing. Well, because of this, Carroll sat down one day and penned the following words that since have become bulwarks of strength for thousands of hurting hearts, and I know you're familiar with them. They go like this: in my moment of fear, through every pain and every tear, there's a God. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he proved faithful to me. Every word he promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I see my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his loving mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yes, he's been faithful, faithful to me. Amen. The reward of faith, a song in the heart, a song in the night. And then one more reward. Our faith in the faithful one gives us not only strength for today, but bright hope for tomorrow. Upon God's faithfulness rests our hope of future blessedness. But it is only as we have complete assurance that God is faithful can we live in the peace, in this peace, and look forward with assurance to the life to come. Christ said, I go and prepare a place for you, and if or since I go and prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again, that where I am, there you may be also. And so I ask you, are you living in, resting in the faithfulness of our faithful God? What is the fidelity of your response to God's faithfulness? Do you throw up your hands and say, God, you aren't answering my prayer. I can't trust you any longer. Life is too hard. Life is too difficult. Are you in faith being faithful? Proverbs 20, verse 6 states, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. My prayer is that this church, in this church resides many, many faithful men and women, young people, boys and girls, many who are experiencing peace, promised land living, a heart song, and hope for tomorrow. Why can we sing Jesus Never Fails? Because God is faithful. And I ask you, do you know this living, loving, never failing God? I think we need to all ask ourselves the question, do I really believe in this God? Is my faith truly in him? God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.